Mexican authorities kill cartel boss, raid drug labs in western Mexico. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on September 3, 2026. Mexican military forces killed the cartel boss in the western state of Michoacán after a shootout. The clash comes as Mexican authorities have been cracking down on cartel operations in that western state after intensified pressure from the United States government. On Saturday night, Mexico's army carried out a raid at a ranch near the town of Tocumbo, Michoacán, in an attempt to capture Luis Enrique El Guicho Barragán Chávez, a man who had inherited control of the cartel the Los Reyes faction of Carteles Unidos, one of the groups previously designated as foreign terrorist organizations by the U.S. government. Derivado de Trabajos de Inteligencia Militar Central, Elementos de at Defensa MXYGN underscore Mexico underscore, en coordinación con la Fiscalía General del Estado y la Policía Estatal de Michoacán, realizaron un operativo en Tocumbo, donde integrantes de un grupo criminal agredieron con disparos. pic.twitter.com/fizzqs1. Omar H. Garcia Harfuch, at @oharfuch, September 1, 2026. During that raid, El Guicho's gunmen clashed with Mexican military forces. In the shootout, the military killed El Guicho and one of his bodyguards. The U.S. Department of Justice had previously offered a $3 million reward for his capture. According to authorities, El Guicho had taken control of the cartel de Los Reyes following the August 1 arrest of his close ally Alfonso Pancho Lacuaringa Fernandez Magallanes. In that raid, Mexican authorities successfully arrested Fernandez. However, his gunmen set up numerous blockades and set fire to buildings and vehicles in an attempt to pressure the government to release him, Breitbart Texas reported at the time. The operations against Carteles Unidos come soon after the U.S. government pulled back all of its agents in Michoacán following a series of threats from the criminal organization, which had placed a bounty on Mexican and U.S. agents, Breitbart Texas reported. The criminal organization known as Carteles Unidos is largely responsible for the widespread extortion of avocado and citrus growers in the region. The terrorist cartel has also been one of the main groups using drones and explosive devices as a way to spread terror in the region. In another raid, Mexican military and federal police forces raided a drug production lab near the town of Zitácuaro. In that raid, authorities seized a large quantity of meth in liquid and also in solid form, as well as chemical precursors. En Zitácuaro, Michoacán, Elementos de at Defensa MX1, at Sumar underscore MX, at SPC Mexico, at GN underscore Mexico underscore YFGR Mexico localizaron y inhabilitaron un laboratorio clandestino para la elaboración de droga sintética, donde aseguraron 1,515 litros y 1,991 kilos de metanfetamina, más de 2 toneladas de. pic.twitter.com/fkb20yuzgas. Gabinete de Seguridad de México, at Gab Seguridad MX, August 31, 2026. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.